And you know when you hear that, that you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies. Old calypso, old soca, old R&B soul, disco, funk, and lots of old
reggae.
I am.
You are Sister Beam.
And you are?
DJ Storm.
He is?
Angel.
Oh, he's Angel today. Blessed happy Easter, those of you who are practicing Christians. It is, of course, the highest holy day in the Christian calendar. Happy Passover to everyone celebrating Passover. And if you may, please have a great Ramadan. Those of our Muslim brothers and sisters who are in the month of Ramadan. Angel!
Flap, 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 flap. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Montreal and the world that listening, or whoever tune in because of Easter, welcome guests from all the town who came down to Montreal for the weekend. I got to big you up.
Yes.
I got to big up people who had their birthdays, and I guess we didn't sing happy birthday last week, but it was that type of show. And I hope you guys enjoying Montreal. The weather is kind of
cold.
It's cold.
Cold.
It's cold.
When you see we put it back cold, on the cold. Heat. Hey. Because nobody like me, April 1st, you're not lock it off. But no, today. Mm-mm. And so with that, we're going to play a lot of uplifting music. And this is the time, if nothing else, those of you who are on a spiritual tip, no matter who you worship, it's refueling. Music has that healing energies to do that. So kick back, and as you get together with the family, and of course, I want you to still be mindful of the B2 variant, and things are rising.
Yeah.
We see numbers, people who up until now have not gotten a thing in the past 2 years plus are now coming down with a little something, not too much, lots of aches and pains and gastrointestinal problems, right? And a yucky cold flu-like thing. We want you still to continue to wash your hands, and those of you who believe and are practicing safeness as best you can, your masks. Later on in the program, we'll be talking to Kathy Grant, as well as the mother of Corporal Ainsworth Dyer, who died from friendly fire 20 years ago on this, the 75th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. But in the meanwhile, let's play some music.
And also, as that we're going to be doing a later on the show, we're going to be hitting us because this Kitchener, Lord Kitchener, who knows, he's going to we'll be celebrating 100 years.
Could you just imagine?
I heard that. They were talking about that on the radio.
100 years?
Yeah, 100 years if he was
Kitch,
alive.
The grandmaster himself.
So we're going to be touching a little on, a little Kitch, not much, but we're going to, of course, definitely hit something on that.
Remix?
There's a new remake of him, but I don't know.
You sound like you're not convinced that it's... you prefer the old one or the remix?
I'm not convinced. Today I'm just tired.
Okay, low energy?
Low energy.
Busy.
Yanked you out of your
house, dragged them to church, and they were... most beautifully behaved children in church. I'm telling you, my grandson made me proud. Sat down there, was quiet for an hour plus, and then came home, and it was wildness. Okay. It is what it is. Call a friend, tell a friend if you know there's some lonely people out there and you have an extra meal, you fussied up your friend yourself today. Drop something off for somebody who can need a little extra loving kindness, in particular our elders who are feeling more and more marginalized. Angel, give me some upliftment music day. CKUT 90.3 FM.
glory be so, glory be divine. Oh yeah. We are standing upon the solid rock of Christ. In time of distress, Jesus is there, ready to assist you. For heaven's sake.
Lord, in Jesus' name. This saving cup, dear Lord, receive.
Lord, receive, dear Lord, receive.
Through thy divinity, show us thy mercy, oh please. Blessed Jesus, before thy majesty we pray.
To thee we pray, to thee we pray.
My Lord, good Lord.
enjoying the morning breeze, watching the day unfold. Jada books is wonderful, it's something to behold. But if you love life as much as I do, put something in the air now. And if you love Jah as much as I do, put something in the air. Let me see your hands up, everybody. Hands up, everybody. Hands up, everybody. Let me see your hands up, everybody. Hands up, everybody. Hands up, everybody. Well then, raise the glass, take a toast, wave your hands from coast to coast, pick up your phone, make a post, life is the utmost. Raise the glass, take a toast, wave your hands from coast to coast, pick up your phone, make a post, life is the greatest thing I've seen. Life is the greatest, life is the greatest, life is the greatest, life is the greatest thing I've seen. Life is the greatest, life is the greatest, life is the greatest, life is the greatest thing, oh yeah. Take a look around you, front and look behind you, Jah works is everywhere. Trust me, he's always there. Well, if you love life as much as I do, put something in the air now. And if you love Jah as much as I do, put something in the air. Take
strike. Aye, aye, aye. Hear the fireman.
Stand up.
The flames out the hand.
Stand up.
And this heat you like.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
Yes, when the people go. From Cascara to Scabo. I hear neighbor, neighbor. Yes, who outside?
Raising our finger. I hope you're raising our glass.
It's not only here. Girl is everywhere. Father put a hand.
Aye, aye, aye.
Refugees in boats. Whether sink or float. Fleeing from their land.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
Guess who end up in Tobago? From Cascara to Cabo. I am never, never. Guess who outside?
Freedom to make me prance. Freedom to make me sway. Why not for me?
Well, I do my
driving me crazy. But she had a holy a winery. So I went and I tell her the two of us together like Corinne and Al Parry. In the middle of the party, I lose she. So I say I'm going home early. Someone hold me down, throw me on the ground and start to wind up on me. I didn't know who it was till I look and I see she on top of me whining was the granny. I tried to run, young girl hold me down. Oh my God, Lord have mercy, she tell me.
Wind up on me.
Look at the girl. Make him once in a style like Elsa Clay.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
You're fine.
Welcome to Boom Boom Time.
Thank you.
I want to introduce that today on Boom Boom Time, we're talking to Ms. Agatha Dyer, the mother of Corporal Ainsworth Dyer, who died from friendly fire in Afghanistan close to 20 years ago. Also on the call is Kathy Grant, the producer of Black Canadian Veterans. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hello, how are you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you very much.
The Lord has risen.
He has risen indeed, indeed. I guess I'll start with you, Miss Agatha.
Yes.
Every time there is a Remembrance Day or on a day like today, which is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II, tell us about the feeling and how the day breaks for you.
The day was, it was a Sunday for me. Mm-hmm. And it's just like yesterday, you know, like 20 years. I can't believe it. 20 years today. And it's a very sad day, just like the day when I heard that kids were passed away.
All right, can you take us to where, when you got the call, what happened?
Oh my God.
One second. Do you have people at your table, Kathy?
When I got the call, it was, it was shocking to me because I heard the news about some Canadian soldier that died in Afghanistan. And I called my friend and I said, you know what happened? There's a soldier died. And she said, oh, no, don't take it. But I know something wrong because I start to go to the bathroom and I feel terrible. I feel sad. And it was a very, very, very sad day for me. As a mother who lost a child, you know?
Now that...
So he will always in my heart. That's my baby Andrew Dyer, mm-hmm. My airborne son.
And that particular year, that mother's, that Remembrance Day, I believe I remember that you were chosen of the mother to present the flowers, the wreath at the cenotaph. Tell me about that afternoon, because this was shocking. Friendly fire in modern times was extremely shocking.
I was a Civil Rights mother in 2004. Oh, it was a very big honor for me.
No.
It was a big honor. I have my son, the daughter, you know, the gold and silver, and, you know, all the gold.
So now, in his death, was he awarded a medal? In his death, when he died, was he awarded a medal?
Yes. The plaque in the top.
Yeah.
And yes, and all of, you know, all the schools and where he goes to the school and we, you know, learn Hill High School and Parkdale Elementary School.
Okay.
Then he leave off to Toronto to pursue the his education, and he joined the military, which he called me, and he wanted me to know that he was joining the military, and I said, Ingrid, that's a good idea, you know. But he loved to be a soldier, so I couldn't stop him at all.
Okay. Are you at peace now with his decision to fight for Canada in the army?
Pardon?
Are you at peace with his decision? Yes.
If I'm at peace, no, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
Because you know what? If Andrew was like fighting, you know?
Yeah.
But friendly fire, you know, the pilot, they were avoiding their business and they, you know, was saying, oh, we saw some enemies on the ground. And they asked them to check to see if their friendly there. And they didn't check. They just bombed. And that's it, you know, and after, you know, they get a call in that, you know, that's my friend, that your friend is on the ground.
Wow.
So we went from the DJs and Simmons, and we all was in, we went to the trial, you know.
Yeah.
And it was in Louisiana, and it was because the saddest day of my life. It was so sad when you see, you know, the way they were going and the way, you know, they put us in a dog room.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they said, okay, they're going to show us, you know, and they see the soldiers. They see them down there. They see them down there because that's why they put us in that dark place, you know? And so sad. It was so sad.
Well, I would like to thank you on behalf of many Canadians for your son's life, and I pray that during this time at war that we see happening in the Ukraine and Russia, that one day...
When I saw the fighting and killing and, you know, they're sending away soldiers and just looking at the injured, thank God you're not in that.
Okay.
I say, thank God you're a safe place, and you're not fighting anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you. And one day I hope that you will find peace around.
Okay. And I thank Jackie so much to always keep in touch. And she's a wonderful person.
Yeah. Does it matter to you that Black veterans are recognized for their contribution to Canada?
Pardon?
Does it matter to you? Is it a big deal for you that Black veterans, Black military officers, are remembered in this way?
Yes, for sure, yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I'll let you go back to your lunch with your family.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes. That was...
It was nice talking to you.
Fabulous talking to you, Miss Agatha.
God bless.
God bless to you. Kathy.
God bless.
Yes?
You're doing important work in the community, and I'm going to ask if you could perhaps displace yourself and go perhaps closer to the washroom or something.
Okay, I'm just going to go to the washroom.
Yeah, where it's a little quiet.
Okay, so I will do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I ordered this, so I'm good.
So you're doing important work on behalf of Canadians, and I dare say the government, because they really have, the work was spotty at best to none in recognizes the roles that blacks have always played in not one, but two world wars. Could you tell me about how your initiative started?
Well, I made a promise to my father, Owen Rowe, who volunteered to fight for Canada from the island of Barbados in the Second World War. He came up, on the eve of his 20th birthday, he came to Canada to fight. And he was in both the Army and the Royal Canadian Air Force. He's always had a dream to ensure that Canada recognizes the contributions of its black soldiers. So before he passed away, he made me make a promise to make sure that the government formally recognizes its soldiers. So since 2005, he died on the 16th of April. So yesterday was the anniversary of his death. So ever since then, I have been documenting the stories and making sure that, like I said, the Canadians know more. We did an event with Department of Defense. We interviewed with Veterans Affairs Canada. We just did a documentary that aired on the History Channel this past Remembrance Day. We launched a website, Black Canadian Veterans, this past November. We have a Facebook page. So we're making sure that the Canadians and the people across the world know about the stories of our Black veterans.
Okay. What is the reaction to the website or from politicians that you meet when they learn or they uncover the various photo footage that you have on your site? Because it is a really well done site.
Well, we started off with a Facebook page. So we started off, I guess, with one member. We now have over 9,000 members. But schools cannot really tell their students to use Facebook, so we decided to do a website.
Okay.
So from the website, we've gotten a lot of, I said, positive feedback from both schools as well as the media. We do a lot of videos. We did one for the War Museum in Ottawa during Black History Month. They were interested, and also schools are interested. So back in, before we did the website, there was a school, the entire school board, the Toronto Catholic School Board, said that they wanted to make Remembrance Day an Afrocentric Remembrance Day. So they made it across the board for 160,000 students, and they made it Afrocentric Remembrance Day. So as a result of that, the teachers were saying that before they used to only have, I guess, like their students really recognize, I guess, like the white male veterans. And since we did the project with them, they started doing, I guess, like posters that have black veterans, black women veterans, indigenous veterans, Chinese veterans, as a result of the thing that we did with the Toronto Catholic. So we find that there's a lot of interest more now than before. But back in 2008, we went to Parliament Hill, and we got Veterans Affairs to go and interview a bunch of veterans. So all of that footage that we have, we own the rights to all of that footage.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Stoney Digicam, so we're able to use that footage to do we use it as part of the documentary. We do it to you to do additional videos. So we're going to start using that footage more now. So even though it was done back in 2008, we're only really starting to use it now. So more than 10 years later.
Can you name some of the Montreal community veterans, those who you know? Because when I look at the pictures, I recognize quite a few people.
Okay, so some of the ones that are from Montreal. So there's Lloyd Husbands.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is Norma Husbands, who's part of the West Island. There's also Robert Red Jones. He just passed away last year. There's Wellesley Daniels. And his mother was Jean Cook Daniels, who was an activist and opened the first Black, or they call it the Negro Library in Toronto. There's Roy Heron. Mm-hmm. Who's living in Montreal. There's Archie Greaves, mm-hmm. who's also another Montreal Venezuelan. So, like I say, they've all passed away. So we were lucky to go and get their stories captured. So it's like a living memory. So each one of their interviews ranged between anywhere from